Tyler.
Grab it, Connor.
And I will call our meeting to order at 7:15 on Tuesday, November 21st. This is our regular meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Commission, but it should be committee. So we'll have to make that change in the minutes if we've been calling ourselves that. Anyway. So call to order, and we have members of the committee present are Bob Mora, Rhea Klein, Amanda Gordon, Ashley Phelan, and myself. And we have present from, who else we have? Jim Rupert, our town administrator, Rodney Fournier, our first selectman, and Kristen Heck, superintendent of schools. Don't forget Jill, I just was getting pointed at, who is our chief financial officer. So I will start with public participation. And I do not see any members of the public out there other than those joining, unless Tyler has anything to say.
Hello,
hello.
I'm Tyler, yeah.
We'll talk about Tyler later. He is a candidate to fill the unexpired term of Bob Monroe, or submitted his resignation. So, and again, that's one thing I like to just start with before we get going, is to thank Bob for all of his years of service.
Yeah,
he
how
certainly
years?
Was it 20 or
it's
something?
Gotta be, yeah, it's gotta be around 20 years.
It's at least
he served numerous years as chairman, through some rather stressful times and some good times, and he put his full efforts in it, and I think, like some of us, that after a while you get a bit tired. I think Bob has reached that point, but I personally too would like to thank him for all he did for us and for his community. Really,
he definitely has served a long time on this committee, and I think he's deserves the time off to go and travel, which is what he and his wife want to do.
Yep.
And so again, just one thanks, you know, to Bob for all the service. So let's continue on with the approval of the minutes for our October 17th regular meeting.
Chairman, I'll move the adoption of the minutes as presented.
So we have a motion by Robert Moore to approve the minutes as presented for our last meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. And any discussion? Other than if we said finance commission, it should be finance committee.
Yes, yes, correct on this one.
Okay, good. Yes. Amanda.
So did Gwen actually talk during that meeting? She's not a member of the board, and it wasn't during public comment under 4A.
Let's see, 4A.
I see she was present, but I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
You look, she was allowed to talk in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that's accurate.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yes, she just
yeah,
commented.
She did, yeah.
Yes, she right. commented on the letter, felt some parts of it were confusing.
Got it.
Yeah.
But the board, well.
The in the title at the top, it says 7 o'clock, it's a 7:15 meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Always, yeah.
So noted, and I correct my motion to recognize that change.
See anything jumping out? Then, hearing no further discussion, I would ask for a vote to accept the minutes as modified by changing it to 7:15 at the top as the meeting time. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
No.
One abstention by Amanda. The motion passes. And then we can continue on to our elected official and town staff reports, and we can start with the tax collection summary. So I don't know, Jim or Jill, who wants to speak to that, because you're both muted.
Jill, why don't you go ahead and take that one, if you don't mind?
Oh, not at all. I think, well, still, it's kind of foggy here because of the overpayment, which hasn't literally gone back yet. So in Lori's reports, because she has put it into the system, her reports are showing that we don't have that over collection. But until my reports are cash, what we had at the end of October, and my reports are always going to be cash. So we're still at over 100%. We're at 106.83% for current taxes, which will go down, as we all know. And then the rest of them are pretty, and it's pretty standard. It's the same. I mean, we're doing about as how we do normally at this time of year, other than the current taxes. We haven't started collecting on the supplemental yet, but that'll be coming soon. And I don't even have the number for that yet. I'm going to have to reach out to Kara and ask her for that number for the grand list for the supplemental motor vehicles. But other than that, we're pretty much on target. Anybody have any questions?
No, I was going to say we could talk a little bit more about the the overage when we get down to that line item,
right?
The tax issue.
Correct. So I don't know if you want to go to the next. The regular revenue is also.
Yep. Does anybody have any questions on the tax collection? Then I guess we can move on to our regular revenue.
So it's nothing unexpected. Everything's going as we expected it so far at this, at this time. I haven't heard anything that we don't already know about. So we're just kind of going along like we should right now. My understanding, though, is that with talking with the bank yesterday, is they are going to decrease our interest rate slightly.
Yeah.
I don't have a date yet.
That was my next question. Is effective as of when?
Yeah, I don't have a date yet, but they're just slightly. So when I have that information, you will have that information.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing to bring up because it's just the way it's going to be trending, I think, with the interest rates, declining as set by the Fed. So we could expect all this to happen as we had been talking about. Yes.
On the revenue, this might be a Kristen question, I guess. I'm seeing that we got a grant that maybe we didn't anticipate because it wasn't budgeted for, the ARP SR small town.
Where is that line item? Oh, okay.
Back page.
Hang on, I'm trying to read it sideways. Hang on.
I'm understanding that correct, right? It's showing we got money that we didn't budget.
So could we speak to that when I get there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
Let's just make a note. I don't have any other questions.
Anything else? It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Expenditures are going fine. We don't see any problems with any of the expenditures right now, unless, Jim, you have anything that you know of?
No, right now things look like what we expect at this time of year. And I'm not aware of any surprises.
Nor I. We're not anticipating that we're going to be over for elections.
No, I don't think so.
No. I think it'd be too, the state gave us an initial grant of $10,000, which I think we just finished spending, for the set, for wages for the last election, and then we have another $2,000 grant that's coming for early voting that's, from the state that we've applied for. I don't know if we've received it because they just were
We
mentioning it
have
to other folks.
received it and used it. It's gone.
That other 2000 is
Yeah, yes.
okay. Just wanted to make sure. That was a total of $12,000 from the state, which we can't rely on for next year.
We don't need it next year.
Well, next year,
Is the election
if we want when we
that
get to here. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Is the election what you were discussing? Is that a line item? Or...
Yes.
Oh, okay. This page. Gotcha.
Expenses.
Right.
It should be back to almost normal for next year for the budget. And just to remember, in 4 years, we'll be doing this all again.
Except we don't know what the rules will be then.
That is correct. And because this, we are seeking some legislative aid from the state. The Secretary of State just recently sent out a questionnaire that she wants us to respond to regarding thoughts on early voting, thoughts on the absentee voting and so forth. Any suggestions, to make things more efficient? For example, we're getting new voting machines next year, so those will be in the budget. That's an unexpected item. They're about $300 a pop. And so you'll see some line items, for that. We actually have to buy them out of the current budget, so that should be good, but that'll be coming up. So there's also questions like that, and do we want to also use the tabulators for early voting instead of the envelopes, which would make things actually go faster and be less expensive. And of course, then do we need to have one size fits all in as many days as we have for early voting? So that's another thing that they're seeking feedback on. Plus, there's contradictions in the law because the legislature tends to add to, and they do a little bit of checking, but they don't catch it all because they don't actually do the process themselves. So there's a few technical corrections that the our Registrars Association wants done, but we'll see what happens because it's really in the hands of the state legislature. So again, that's something for us to keep in touch with Steve Ware and Tim Acker about this stuff. But they've been very good about representing our interests, and so we need to, keep working on, with them on this stuff. That's it for me for any input on elections.
So there's just two small transfers that were done in the month of October. And then the interest report and the month-end balance report is there if anybody has any questions.
So Jill, on the transfers, that increase, is that just to cover expenses or is that to cover the entire gap we expect between now and the end of the fiscal year?
Well, so those two, well, the two, therefore, under budgeted payroll item, if the hourly person in that department works more hours than the 37 hours, then that could go,
Okay.
more will have to be transferred into there. But at this point, that's all that will make, well, no,
This
there's
should cover the
actually,
increase due to
well,
the.
there's two more, one more transfer into there because she did work extra hours, so it did go over. So, but it was minimal. It was 40, I think, $40.
But the 954 covers the increase in her pay.
Yeah, the under budgeted, yeah.
Right. Okay. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So it's one, and basically it's one and done.
Well,
That's 40. Unless she works that over.
Unless she does more overtime.
Right. More hours.
More hours, yeah.
We work 37 hours.
Okay. Rhea's got a question. Sorry, Rhea, I missed it.
I was just wondering if you could put the sheets up, what the sheets you're discussing up.
Sure. Gil, do you have those, or do you want me to go and hunt them down?
I can get them from my email that I send out to everybody. Give me one second.
Otherwise, I will do that, but you'll probably be slightly faster.
I didn't see them, so I'm sorry, but it would help me anyway.
Jill sent them out in the emails yesterday, Rhea, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's what I was going to say. It was Tuesday. Today's Thursday, because Jill and I chatted about them on Tuesday, and she got them out right afterwards.
This one. So,
it's a good thing to put up anyway, Rhea. Thank you for reminding, because it's good for the public to see it.
So we are at...
Yeah, I just forwarded it to you as well. So it's right up at the top of your home email, Rhea.
Thank you.
So now I can't flip because the share is in the way. So where do we... Yeah, I'm not going to be able to flip this, though, I don't think.
You can move your Zoom bar.
Oh,
there you go.
It's out of the way. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not moving. Darn thing. All right. Well, so we want to start with Kristen's information. Let me at least try to get on.
We were doing the interest.
We're doing interest.
We're on the interest.
Well, you want to talk about interest? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We want to talk about good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So let me see if I can. No, it doesn't want to move. Hold on, let me get rid of the okay. Nope.
If you shrinks your Zoom window for a second, you'll be able to see this better, and then you could do the rotation on it.
Oops, that shrunk you right out. It's gone.
We're still working.
You still see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's gone for me.
I can see it. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't get it.
No, then it hasn't refreshed yet here. So whatever.
Yeah.
Technology. Now let me see if I can find it while you're doing that.
Man, it's telling me that now I'm paused. I'm paused, all right. I can't get it back.
Departments.
Can you stop sharing for a second?
Finance committee. I'm
about to keep this in
motion. Agendas.
Get these up.
This is a good one.
Let's do the packet.
You should call it the Bob Monroe book.
Yes, they are. It's just fine.
Because we don't drop that much.
There we go. Getting closer.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop sharing them.
Yeah, you can stop. I think there we go.
There we go.
All right. So now let me go back to Zoom. And I will share and see if it shows up.
Maybe if I had flipped it before I shared, it would
work.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So. Yeah. Any questions on this other than the fact that the interest rates will be going down? We will be making a little bit more because we have that unanticipated revenue, in there. So we should be getting a little more than we had expected, but then the rates are going to be going down.
But looking at this is only 3 months.
Yeah.
And we I think what we put five. Yeah, it was five. So I can't see how we can't make it, if not go over. Well, certainly over.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because I would presume that it's November. We don't have those on there. It should be probably about $60,000 in that,
Yeah.
ballpark, I would guess. And then after that, you'd be getting a decrease. I don't know whether it's December, January, or what, depending on whether they're going by the month or quarter or whatever. I don't know what index they use either.
November is going to be a good month as well because we still have that money to go out. So we're going to get at least what we got. I would assume, what we got last month, we'll get at least that much.
Yeah, because we, like you said, we've pretty much collected everything that we were supposed to, and then some. And so we'll be making interest on that at least until we start returning it.
Do we have a date for when we anticipate cutting the checks to people that want checks?
We'll talk about that. Do you want to talk about that under the tax issue, Jill?
We can talk about it later.
Okay,
It
sorry.
is on the agenda,
Yep,
so.
got it.
Yeah. Any questions about this?
That's good.
We go to month-end balances in general fund. Let me see if I can find. Ah, there it is next.
So once we pay back the overpayment, we're going to be lagging a little bit behind last year, but and depending on.
I'm not sure that we will too much because we also get
Some grants or whatever.
ECS. We're going to get money in.
Okay.
We're going to get some more money in. I think Choice, one of their the first Choice check comes, I think, in October. The end of October? No. Kristen's saying no.
December.
Oh, is it December? Okay. I'm still
But still, balance
Yeah.
out.
Okay.
I
Sounds good.
don't I honestly, the total for all of the letters that we've received so far is only $600,000.
Okay.
So I don't think we're going to be less than, well, I think we'll be okay still. We'll keep it up there for a little bit.
Okay. Any other questions on month-end balances? Anything else in the town update? Because I do have a just have a question just so we can get it on the record of how are we proceeding with the work for demolition on the Notch Road old building.
The bid go out, Jim?
Is Jim out there?
Jim, you there? Because we did talk about it the other night at our town committee meeting.
Is it appropriate to talk about it with your agenda items, or is it something you need to add to the agenda at a later
It's
time?
not a special meeting and it's part of the town's, information that we would ask from the town, so I don't see any issue with talking about it now.
The RFP will be posted next week, and bids will be due back on the 18th of December, and we will award the contract not later than December 24th. And there's a lot of steps in between, which I don't want to talk about really without a schedule of dates in front of me, but we've actually published the schedule of dates and the RFP is almost complete. We have worked with Tie and Bond to get that done. And it is probably actually going to be done, completed tomorrow and posted either tomorrow or Monday.
Now, hopefully, we get Hopefully get responses in time. We have time to review them properly and do any back and forth because it is the holidays. And I know things tend to go down to a crawl at this point with, you know, just about all businesses.
Actually, so, we are moving at warp speed. We have so much going on, you wouldn't even, it would make your head spin.
You know, I'm not saying that we as the town, I'm just talking about businesses and answering at this time of year. That's all.
Yeah, I don't see that as an issue. You know, Ty and Bond is going to be reaching out to those that they already currently do business with, and they're going to know that this is up for bid, and people are going to put the effort forth if they're looking for work. I truly don't see that as an issue.
Okay.
And for the public and Tyler, this is because we have what, 1.4 million that needs to be allocated before the close of this year in state or ARPA dollars that
correct
expire at the end of the year. So we need to have a signed contract in place.
And this would be how much of a chunk of that?
It would be the whole thing plus.
It's riding on it. Okay.
Okay. Anything?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there any questions, Ross?
No, I'm not seeing any questions here. And I can't see online because I have all the people hidden. So if there's anybody, doesn't look like there's any online questions. So we can continue on to a Board of Ed update if there's nothing else, Jim, for a town.
No, I don't think so. I think we're doing well.
Okay. Kristen, all yours.
Hi, everybody. We are 21% expended compared to 20% this time last year. We are still not fully staffed, not for lack of trying, but we're trying. Do you want me to drive?
Yeah, if you could, because otherwise I have to hop all the way back to the front of this thing to find it, because it's kind of reverse order.
Thanks. If you could just, if it's okay, if I share what I sent, just a little easier to, okay. So now, I'm going to go to, the grant piece. The one thing I want to call to the, committee's attention though, about the operating budget is, and my board members don't even know this yet because that information is forthcoming to them. I was notified 2 days ago that we have 120 computers that are not going to, Microsoft creates these sunset windows with their products. And
October 25th next year for Windows 10.
You got
October 25, rather.
Correct. So we've got 120 computers that Novus right now is literally finding every single computer, going and just double checking it. Then we've got to figure out where those computers lie, what we need to do, what we may need to potentially purchase this year and get in place. So it's just a heads up.
Yeah, just to let folks know, Windows is basically not going to be doing any more operating system security patches or bug fixes as of October of next year. So what this does is it basically creates a risk of hacking, because they won't be updating the operating system to reflect the newest threat. So the only real thing you can do is you can take the risk, which isn't necessarily prudent in this situation, or you can get the new computers that, you know.
Well, and we can't take the risk because we would not be eligible for cybersecurity at that point.
That's why I said it's not prudent.
Yeah, well, I get it, but I want to be very clear. Yes. We don't have cybersecurity insurance. So
do we need to buy new laptops, or can we just upgrade to the Windows?
No, you can't. They're not.
Can't upgrade. Compatible. They're not compatible with them.
No, there's a hardware level that you have to be at, and processors. So the processor is the real issue, because I mean, you could put in a larger hard drive if you need. You could add more RAM, but you can't update the processor.
You can't, because Windows won't allow it.
Yeah.
It's a Windows thing. It's not a.
I just fell off.
It's nothing you can do.
Just do it.
Correct, but fix it. So just a heads up, we have to fix that. So the couple things that I want to call to your attention on the grants are that we had a few numbers 13 and 14 on the screen, IDEA transition support activities, as well as the IDEA extended support for paraeducator stipends. We received notice of these grants on May 9th to be expended by September 30th. So we were not in a position to expend those funds at the end of last year. So we expended them by September 30th of this year. I believe they used ARP ESSER monies that districts had not spent and said that they could not spend. And so they created these other little grants for districts to take advantage of.
Oh, thank you for that.
The other
So that's the $24,000 that's showing up on the revenue statement that Jill had.
Hang
So
on.
ARP S or small town, that would be those ones.
So, no, that's not it.
No.
Nope,
Okay.
let me find that page now. So hang on, let me stop sharing for a second. I gotta find that page now.
And while you're doing that, just a quick question to Jim Rupert about computers for the Board of Selectmen's area of the budget, because we all depend on computers. I know there's probably a lot fewer than what the schools do, but I just put that, putting that out there, Jim. If you don't need to answer now, but it just, if we do need to make sure it's in next year's budget that, we account for it.
Yeah, we actually have a technology replacement plan. I'm not sure we took that into account when we generated that, but we certainly will do that. And we have every machine identified, and we know the dates of purchase
Yeah.
and what they are. So that should be very easy for us to look at and make sure that we account for. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the ones in the registrar's office are okay. I can double check, but I already ran the checks on them myself. Do we have the new ones? Plus, we have three laptops that I know are okay. They're capable of being upgraded, and I think the two other computers are okay because they keep threatening to upgrade to Windows 11, and we keep
Yeah.
telling them not to. So I think the
Right.
registrar's office is set.
If you sound like me.
I haven't upgraded.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yes. I like it. I like what?
I don't even know.
All they did was rearrange things as far as the user experience is. If you look for the start button on the left corner, lower left corner, it's in the middle. So it's just like stuff is moved around.
Any
Whether it's better,
anything they
I
can
don't know.
do to make a fuck up or make it more difficult.
So you still look
So,
interested, and I'm running out of tap dancing
yeah,
shoes.
I'm trying, guys. I can't. So we received there's a whole packet that I can't find right at the moment, so I'm going to keep searching. But we received small town right to read grants that had to be expended by this September 30th, I believe it was. And one was 24,000 and one was, I think, like 73,000 or something. And we both grants were for the new required K-3 reading programs required by the state. And the state had identified, you may recall, I shared this last year, only certain programs that districts could purchase. So we used all of those monies to purchase the state required program that we selected. I know Bobby's going to have a stroke when I say all that. I'm trying not to as well, Bobby. There we go.
That's okay. My knuckles are starting to turn back from white to normal.
Yep. So, however, we're having great success with the program that we selected, and the teachers are very happy with it. So that's
Well,
the good
that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
That's
hopefully
positive.
that answered your question, Ashley.
It was me, but yeah, I think.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You answered Mercury's question too. She's nodding.
Sorry.
It's okay. The A's.
Been a long day, guys. Sorry.
Oh, it has.
It looks like there are no, if you will, surprises in here, negative or something.
Nothing.
No, the only other thing too that I would share with you is we're continuing to have issues with the heat at Center School because, you know, we've got part of a new system and lots of parts of an old system that don't like to talk to one another. We've got parts actually physically being made and John having to literally walk in every single classroom every morning and check everything. So the sooner I won't be here for this, but I'm just going to throw this on everybody's radar screen. The sooner we can get that full project completed, the better it will be.
I was going to say, this is also an opportunity for the computer lab out there. Get some CNC machines in the high school and some 3D printers that do solid metal printing, and you can start making the parts. The kids will get an education.
We already have 3D printers.
Oh. I heard, I can't remember when, but there was a problem with the hot water at BCS too. Is that?
Oh, yes. Water? So there was a transformer was hit or whatever, and there's a backup generator. Well, the switch on the backup generator, hopefully, Bobby, I'm saying this all correctly, got hit, and John calls me at 5 of 7. The water's low. I said, okay, can we have school? Can we not have school? Nope, it's starting to fill. I think we're good. Yep. 8:35, we're not good. Everybody had shown up to school, and we didn't have enough water for toilets and such. And so we had an early dismissal at 9:15 that day. I spent the entire day finding portable sinks with water, bought lots of jugs, gallon jugs of water and cups. And we had school the next day. It was makeshift, albeit, but I learned a lot about portable sinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the parents were very appreciative that we had school that next day.
So a pain in the neck, but not a massive financial impact.
That was whatever it was.
Yeah, I can add to that just a little bit.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, the transformer got struck by lightning and it caused the circuit breaker for the pump to trip. And there's a 10,000 gallon storage tank. So unfortunately, it wasn't noticed immediately that the pump wasn't kicking on and pushing water. We do have a project that's about to happen at fairly low cost that is going to alert us in the future if this happens again.
Correct.
So basically the electrician who works for the school is going to put a relay in and a dialer, and so that if we lose power, we're going to be notified so that we have the opportunity to react before we run out of water.
Right. And in the meantime, we're physically checking it every day until that happens.
Fun.
In the category of you just can't make it up.
And it'll probably never happen again, but we'll be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anything else, Kristen, or questions for Kristen?
Ross, can I ask a question? And this may not be the time, but are we going to be talking at some point when I just want to make sure I'm correct on this. This committee is going to handle Kappa?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like we did last time.
Right. It was one of our first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just confirming that's what our plan is. That's all.
Yeah.
Capital improvement, the capital improvement budget. It used to be a separate committee, but now it falls under finance committee.
Gotcha. So it's basically finance committee makes the recommendations, selectmen approve, and so forth.
But it includes the capital needs for both the education side and the town side.
Anything else? In that case, anything that goes under other. Unless we probably covered a few little things
we
already, some of the other questions. So then I can move on to a discussion regarding answers to the audit questions. So I would just say that Ashley and I did meet with our auditor, with Jill. And but Ashley and Jill, if you guys want to talk to some of our findings, Ashley, do you want to start?
Sure, I actually forgot to bring my notes from that meeting. I did, yeah. But I thought the auditor was extremely helpful to talk to, you know, very, you know, transparent, really, you know, appreciative of Jill and the town's support in getting through the audit. There were a few, you know, recommendations that I think I might want to summarize for this committee, so I have it, you know, in writing and can kind of explain that a little bit more. But yeah, I learned a lot. How about you, Rock?
Yeah, it's the same thing. And yeah, we went over some of his findings, you know, for the town, and he gave us some other advice too on perhaps taking looks at how we fund things like the, you know, the loans on the fire department fire truck, and some, you know, various little suggestions along those lines. And yeah, so I found it very good, and I think it's really good for him to be really engaged as much as we can since it's in his contract. And he seems to be a font of information because he works for other towns. He knows what they do, and he can help share some of, you know, the lessons, you know, learned. So, Jill, I don't know anything from you from our meeting with him.
No, I don't have any information. I was
so. I just say, Ashley, you can think of it like for our next
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah, I have like four items, key items. One is definitely the fire department and how we've handled prior kind of write-ups and the audit report, you know, for the fire department. Mm-hmm. Second is definitely policies and procedures. I think he's issued
yeah.
a material weakness, you know, for a number of years or significant deficiency on that. So I want to make sure this board is supporting, you know, Jill and team. It's going to be a long project over a period of time. I think every organization probably
yeah.
has commentary out there on, you know, improving policies and procedures. And I think this, the recent tax issue will probably direct us to probably start with certain policies
yeah.
over others. So I think that's probably a big one for us. And then I
yeah.
have two other smaller items.
And actually relating to that too, he did mention that he wants to make sure that he gets a head start on getting
that's
all
right.
the information he needs for this tax issue.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he has sent the request out. And so we just need to make sure that we, you know, work with him, you know, on that. Just so he has a good understanding of what happened, when it happened, how he's fixed it, and some sort of a paper trail with an explanation that helps him understand how it all fits together. And I'm trying to think, the other couple of things he mentioned was some of our arrangements with contractors and making sure that we are passing all the IRS tests with them so that they're not an employee, in fact, and we don't wind up with some liabilities for back taxes, for Social Security, and so forth, which could be substantial. And I'm trying to think
of one other item that was kind of low-hanging fruit where I feel like we could just easily address
yeah.
it. And
I think a lot of it has to do with wording.
That's the consultant.
Yeah,
yeah. There's just one other item that I think is pretty easy that we can just address.
Yeah.
I just
and
forget what the topic
is. I'll have to go back and look at my notes since
yeah.
we also talked about the Bolton Lake Association and the
mm-hmm.
Water Pollution Authority there and,
yeah.
you know, funding around that, how, you know, making some of that more clear, the arrangements. So that we covered a number of different, you know, number
we'll
of different
topics.
Probably
could have spent another hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was great, so.
Yeah,
we should do that.
I think the other issue, I think probably the other issue was the school activity account.
Maybe that was the easy one that was
easily.
Yeah,
he did talk about that and also that insurance from that money left over from that self-funded dental plan too.
Mm-hmm.
That came up with, you know, him as well as something that we should, you know, it would be good to put it to bed.
Well,
you know,
we need to put that on our...
Which is the selectmen.
Yeah. Because
what has happened with that money is now that is not classified as a different kind of fund. It has been put into the general fund, if you will, account numbers, and is now in the general fund, not a special fund, but that because it doesn't meet the classification anymore, but it is still separate and it is still collecting interest separately on that account because that's what the ordinance had called for. But it's still sitting there whole and collecting interest.
Yeah.
But the selectmen are the ones that are going to have to decide on what happens with that.
Yeah. And he was less concerned about how we resolve it so much as that it would just be good to get that one item off the to-do list. Mm-hmm. And there's a few others. And again, I'm just, we both got to go and look.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones that I sort of remember coming up. So anything, you know, on the audit? So then we can go on to the tax issue. And you know, there's a couple of things. I know, Amanda, you said you wanted to do wanted to do some sort of a final write-up.
Mm-hmm.
And
have an outline, but we need to fill in all the details.
And that would be just for the general public, correct? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then it would be up to, do we do it as like one of those press releases where we put it on the website or you put it on the website, whatever.
Yeah.
And trying to think of what else would that then. Of course, we just talked about the need for policies and procedures. And what I would like to see, and I'm sure that the other members of this committee and the other people involved with, is some proof that there were some checks done before any one of us sign off on the grand list next year as part of the budget process, because I know it put Rodney in an embarrassing position. I signed off on it as well. We sent it to the state. And so what I would, you know, when it was incorrect. And so what I would like to see before I sign any of it is some sort of something that we agree on is appropriate checks that we made sure that the file downloaded properly, it matches, you know, vision. And then when you go and upload it into QDS, that the after state of being loaded into QDS matches what you had before you loaded it. So just we can avoid this, you know, whole thing. It's probably going to add a few hours up front, but it'll save a lot more in the long run, because something like this, we've spent a huge amount of time and effort with extra time in from Jill's staff, from Lori, from Kara, just, you know, because we didn't do, you know, spend maybe say 4 hours or something of checks up front. We've probably, I know we spent way, way more, plus postage.
Yeah, I mean, I think what the process demonstrated to me anyways was that, you know, things were very confusing and we were struggling to figure out the facts until everybody started to work together, right? So once we had the tax assessor and our tax collector and our finance team working together to present to the board materials that they could agree on, right, all of a sudden everything started to make sense. And so I think that's the way we need to approach the grand list moving forward, that the teams need to be working together to make sure that they all agree on the numbers. And I, you know, because we're not the, like we learned through this process, we're not the experts. We should not be the ones doing the checks and balances, right? And I do think that, you know,
but we should be.
We want to know that they have been
right,
and that
exactly.
And that it has been followed, so we're not looking dumb, because you know, because we're the ones that the public sees, you know, the finance committee and our elected officials. So
this is a good year to implement it, because your changes in the grant list are minor.
Yeah, they're just the day to day.
Just adjustments as we go along. Yeah, so it's a good time to get a process in. It's not going to. It's not going to take a lot of time, not a learning process. So this way, when reval comes again, we'll have the process, everybody's work with it, mm-hmm. and we can tweak it.
Because right now, Lori has all of these updates in QDS, and then they're going to go and put into Vision. So there's right there, the two things should line up,
right?
You know, pretty quick, closely. So anyway, I will leave that up to people to get it done. I just would like to see it by the time I have to sign anything. And I think Rodney wants to see it too, because he's going to be signing before I do.
I think we all do. It's just being on that committee, we don't want to go through that again. And I think I think most everyone involved, there were lessons learned, and I think everyone have a good understanding of what we have to do, and now it's just formalizing. I think that's what
we're saying. And as you said, it's a good time to do it because there's going to be minimal changes.
Exactly.
It's an easy way to get something in place and try it out.
Without a whole lot of hassle.
And then revaluation is going to be in 4 years because it was last
every
year.
Every five.
Well, it was last year. So
yeah, right.
Be
yeah.
Years, yeah. So we're going to
2028.
Yeah. I think that's statewide too. I think everybody else is.
No, it's different.
And mostly on the same, but there's a couple that
are. Okay. New business. No, sorry. Anything else on the tax issue before we move on? Then new business. So Jill, we can take a look at our meeting calendar.
Well, Amanda did want to know.
When we're
going to go out.
I originally
was hoping for the first week of December, but taking a very long time to get things entered into the computer, and all three of us have been working on it as much as we can on top of every, you know, our daily things we have to do. And I'm hoping for the first week of December, but it's not looking good. We haven't even got half of them entered yet.
Go on, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done? I don't want to interrupt.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
No, my question is, I realize we were shooting for December 1st. My question is, are you anticipating being able to get them out in the month of December?
Yes, we will. Yes.
Okay.
We will meet that 6 to 8 weeks for sure. I was trying to be a little shorter. I was trying to do for 5 weeks, but I don't foresee it happening.
Okay.
But we will definitely be December will definitely happen. These are the ones that got in on time. From my understanding is daily letters are coming in. They continue to come in, even though they were told they had to get them in by the end of October.
Yeah, we're still getting onesies, twosies at this point, but I think most people really understood and respected the deadline.
Yeah. Right.
And can you explain to me the reasoning why we can't do it in batches?
Why we can't do it in batches?
Correct.
We are going to do it in one big batch. Well, yeah. For me, I see it as, you got to put them in, and Lori has a number. I have a number, what it should be. We're going to enter them in because they have to go back. The selectmen have to review this and approve it because the state staff.
Well, we authorized up to a certain amount of money.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
you did. Yes, you did. But think about it. If we could make the checks out to anybody,
it's going to be on the AP reports.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you do it every 2 weeks.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, if you have some in the system already, it could have been on the last AP report that we just did earlier this week.
No, we just started putting them in because we have to get them. As vendors or the residents' names have to be in the computer in order to cut a check to them. So
is there anything indicating we can't enter these into Tyler as a batch and have the details in the QDS system only?
I'm not understanding your question.
So like for instance, all right, so like on the nonprofit side, you get donations through a system, right? So there may be 100 donors that donate to this system, but then all I put into QuickBooks or MIP or whatever my data system is the total amount of revenue or the total, right? And all the details are in that other system. So that becomes my system of record. You can do batch journal entries.
No, why? You can't. Because how do you audit that? We have to reference the other system to audit that. How do we write the checks though, Amanda? You have to have individual in order to have checks printed out.
So that you print the checks out of Tyler.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, this is what Jill and I were talking about it. It doesn't come out of QDS that we have to set up. Everybody who wants a refund has to be set up in the system as a vendor so that they can be paid. And sometimes people are in there already, but they're under nicknames instead of their matching name that they have in QDS. So you want it all to line up. So it's extremely tedious, and you have to keep a record of all of these things as they came in, and you'll process them in FIFO anyway, I believe, Jill, correct? First in, first out, so whoever got here.
No, we only got, what we've gotten from Lori, we got three batches from Lori. Those are going to be processed. They're three big batches. They're over 600,000. That's all we've gotten from Lori. So that's what's going to be processed. And again, I'm hoping I'm hoping that, but it's not only putting them in, it's now I have to review. I'm going to have to check every single one of those too. It does take time. We don't want to make any more mistakes here.
Right. Understood. So is there a way to leverage an intern or a temp person? I know we have limited licenses, but can we get a temporary license, or can we do overtime for staff? And I'm only saying this because it's still coming up with the public.
We are doing
and overtime. I understand, but that's why we said 6 to 8 weeks, because we knew it was going to take time. It's just we have to manually enter all of this stuff in. Jenna's going to work overtime.
And Jill, this is not a critique of you. This is me doing my due diligence as a member of this committee to make sure that we have explored all the options so that the public knows that we've explored all the options.
I don't see how we could possibly have an intern help. Lisa's working on it. I've worked on it. Jenna's working on it.
Time you train them.
Okay.
So that's just exactly, Bob. Exactly.
Yeah, and I'll just follow up with what Amanda said, Jill. There's sometimes you and I know things because you and I have talked about them and I understand it. And I will ask the question here again, so it's for the benefit of the public to understand, because they don't always pay attention and they complain. They live in their Facebook world and they're not at these meetings and don't hear that. So sometimes we ask stuff we already know the answers to, just so it gets on the public record. That's really the only reason we're asking. So it's not a criticism of you, because I know you and I already went through this. I just want to make sure you don't take it as, we're dumping on you. This is just
No, not at all. But we, all three of us, are doing it as, working on it as much as we can on top of, the daily that we have to do.
Regular.
Everybody's working to get it done. Everybody's working very hard to get it done. We would like to get rid of it too, but unfortunately, we just don't want to rush through it and make any mistakes.
And we don't have the capacity. Like, I'm assuming it's coming to you as some type of Excel or no?
No, we have the letters. We have the actual letters that came back. So
all right.
So with every check, they'll go the original letter they signed, a copy of the original letter they signed. But Jenna's entering it in by that letter.
Okay. Yep, all right.
All the information's there.
All very interesting.
And you're not asking questions that Jill and I haven't already discussed. I mean, we have looked at various ways to try to streamline this process.
Right.
We read Facebook too, so we know that people out there are frustrated. We get the phone calls. We understand. We're trying to move this along, and Jill has. Mm-hmm. Jill knows that if she thinks of some way or something that the administration can do to support the role that she's playing right now and trying to get these checks out, all she has to do is ask, and if we can do it, we're going to be there to support.
Which is what Jill and I talked about, and she said exactly what you did. And again, it's just like, we'd like to make sure that the public is aware that we're doing the due diligence and what's going on.
It's just very tedious. See if they're in the system, then putting them in the system.
And I'd rather you take all three of us are doing it. And I'd be honest with you at this point, I'd rather it take a little bit more time, but you have all the checks and stuff you've done with the staff and, available that you can come up and say, this is what we got in. Here's what we had to do. Here's how we checked it. It's a little longer than we thought, but we're sure the answers, as opposed to rushing and you just get another mistake that takes more time to fix.
We will definitely have it in between the 6 to 8 weeks. We will definitely have it in. People will be getting the checks. I really don't want to send them out in batches and then one person gets some, but the neighbor didn't get some, and then they talk. I just think that that's not good. I'd like to get them all out together so that one person isn't talking to their neighbor and saying they got
theirs. The phones will definitely ring if that happens.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think the Postal Service will have enough problems with this.
That's right. And also with the holiday mail. So
Right.
I guess it's unfortunate QVS and Tyler don't talk to each other.
Tyler's not working.
I don't talk to anybody.
What heck do we have you here for at the end of this?
Jeez.
So anyway, anything else? Thank you for bringing that up, Jill. Since you and I spent a lot of time talking about it, we've all gotten it out here.
You're welcome. I just want you to know where we're at. You as the finance committee, I want you to know where we're at. We're working very hard to get them out.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you, crew, for doing a fine job of doing it.
Thanks. You're welcome.
That sounds like a pain in the neck.
Yeah, we got to get Lori a suit of armor because she's the one who gets hit with all of this stuff because she's there. Okay, let's go on to the new. Do you have a question, Bob?
No, we'll knight her.
Let's go on to new business here for the draft of our 2025 meeting calendar. And this is exclusive of all the special meetings that we come up with when we get into the budget cycle and start planning around that. It's the end of the budget cycle. We've already started collecting the budget information.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2025 calendar for the Finance Committee as presented.
Second your motion.
So made by motion made by Amanda, seconded by Bob. Discussion.
These are just the regular meetings.
These are just the regular meetings.
So the January meeting has already been voted on last year because, Ross, you had suggested that we go one more so that it wasn't a special meeting. And I didn't pick that up until after I sent the information out. So
it doesn't
that
hurt
one's,
to have
that one's already scheduled meeting. And I didn't know if maybe you wanted to include it on this, and we can even do it next meeting. But include the January for 26 in there.
We could make an amendment to put it on here now if you think it would be prudent.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
To do 13 months, it wouldn't hurt.
So also just to let you know that April 17th, this is really more for the parents on the board, that is April vacation week.
Yeah, it seems to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It happened last year, I think, as well.
So, you're suggesting we move it, or?
Well, you do what you want with it. I don't know what people's plans are. I won't be there, I can tell you that.
Order flows, I'm always around.
Yeah, right? Work doesn't go according to school schedules.
I'll be around.
So it would be Thursday, January 15th.
No, April is stuck in April.
No, I know. I'm saying that the one for next 2026.
So which one do you want to do first? April 2025 or go to 2026, which sounds really scary.
I think we're good with April.
So leave April as is.
Yeah.
And then for 2026, January
15th. I'll amend my motion to approve the calendar as presented with the addition of Thursday, January 15th, 2026.
Amend my second.
Okay. Any further discussion on the further discussion?
I thought he was going to say he had some plans that day.
No.
No, he was clear in throat.
I'm sorry. My sinuses stopped me right mid-sentence.
I was like, oh my God, we can't do that, Jay.
No. I never go on vacation in January.
Yeah, like you always just say yes, like when the doctor makes an appointment out again for a year. It's like, So anyway, no further discussion on this. Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by all members present. So then we've got a couple other little budget items to look at. So starting with the audit budget. And you see the one for the Bolton budget workshop here for auditing services.
What did his bid come at in at, Jill? Because we made this, we chose 45 grand before we put the bid out.
And I forgot to get a copy of his contract before I got came home tonight, and I can't get it online.
Can we table this until the next meeting?
Yeah, I would.
No, because, well, wait. But budgets have to be handed in before then.
Before the third week of December?
I believe, Jim, when is the date?
You wanted it, what, the 11th or 12th, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can just add this amendment afterward.
Okay. I meant to grab it and I.
Well, the number is to reflect what the contract is.
Right? Well, plus because we're spending the ARPA money, it's going to be a federal and single audit. A right. State and federal single audit. So there'll be
so additional. It's going to be costs. More.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess my question, well, here's my question. This is just the proposal for the auditing expenses because we're going right. to then review this as part of the budget
right.
process.
We can change it.
So you can change it up and down when yeah. the selectmen review and approve this. So I think this would be a good place if you could put a good placeholder in and we've met our obligations.
Yeah.
So is 45,000 reasonable to include the regular and a single audit?
I think it's too high.
It's more than you need.
Yes.
But what
I would say 35.
It's fine as a placeholder and you can move it down from there if you want.
So, yeah, keep it as a placeholder. I'm also a little worried with the current year too that there might be some extra increased
work.
Effort.
Any extra work for tax. Because of the tax
yeah.
issue.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'd want him to quantify those, you know, rates now.
Well, it's one of these things I'd rather go and put a little more here and you guys take it out based on further evidence
right.
that you get, then you go up.
Yeah. Right. We'll keep it the same.
I'll make a motion that we allocate $45,000 for the FY26 budget for auditing services.
So I have a second?
A second.
So made motion made by Amanda, seconded by Ashley. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by all members present. Then we can go on to our own budget for next year.
So the question really would be is on the payroll and that
the you're absolutely right.
Again.
You're
what's
absolutely
that?
Right. You're absolutely right. The payroll is the biggest wild card, if you will.
Right. And
it's greatly affected by how many meetings we start having
right.
in April, May, June, July, and
yes.
the number of referenda and so forth. And my own thought would be to be a little bit more pessimistic about how many referendums we're going to have this time just because people are unhappy because of the tax issue. And I've been hearing myself some negative comments about the budget and stuff. And so that just would be my thought to maybe bump that payroll piece up a little bit more to cover our clerical.
Would 2,500?
Well, we budgeted 27 for this year. Should we just stay there?
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay at 12?
Sure.
2,700 was the total. Looks like we're going to be under on advertising and then office operating expenses under as well. So I would either leave it or maybe bump it up to what?
Well, we don't have any, we don't know where we are this year.
For what?
For actual expenses this year. These are from prior year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. But this time of year, you're only doing once a month. It's
right.
the spring is when you, so we really don't have a handle on it
right.
because it's the spring that's, it depends on how many budget meetings we have and how long we go. Well, we can obviously can only go to the end of June and for this budget, but it depends on
right.
how many budget meetings you have in between.
Do you have any idea how much we spent so far then to Amanda's question?
Well,
I can look. That's not a problem.
Yeah, if you
I don't have a minute.
I mean, it's one of these things I wouldn't agonize too
No,
much
I
over. I would either leave it as 27 or bump it up to 3 and be done with it because it's such a small.
$3,000
straight. I would suggest
for it. Because this is such a small amount, we have bigger fish to fry.
And you can raise that upper the payroll to 2,300 and leave the rest the same.
So
you've only spent $175.
I'll move that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jill. Let's hear what Jill said.
Yeah.
We've only spent $175 so far on the payroll, and the rest of it comes later on with the advertising for the public hearing and
because we can always transfer from payroll to the others if we need it for advertising
yes,
and
such.
Yeah. All right. I'll move that under payroll. We raise that from 2,000 to 2,300, and advertising remain at 200, and office operating remain at 500 for a total of 3,000.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Seconded by Amanda. Motion made by Bob. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, discussion and possible appointment of a new finance committee member. So this ties back to mentioning Mr. Monroe's resignation, which came in on Tuesday. And so we've been looking in the Republican Town Committee, particularly Jim Aldrich has been doing a lot. We posted ads from our communications committee on Facebook, and then we had Tyler. It's Egner, correct?
Egner. Yeah.
Egner respond to, the ad that we placed on Facebook. And we interviewed him before our town committee meeting on Monday. And I'm presenting him here as our recommended, candidate. And so I'd like to have Tyler introduce himself, talk a little bit about his background, give you a chance to ask any questions, and then I would call for a vote.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler. I moved to Bolton 3 years ago with my girlfriend. We bought a house on French Road and, really love the area. Love being with all the wilderness and, we love our town. And, I grew up in East Lyme.
I forgot to mention that because I lived in Waterford. You
were
competitors back then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Slime, as we called you.
I grew up in East Lyme. And so definitely know, Connecticut and, love where I live. And I went to Bryant University. I did a track there. I was a pole vaulter. And then right after that, I graduated. I started a landscaping company with a friend of mine. And then I worked for a fund administrator. I was in investor relations. So very, very much financial, financially minded. And I've been in commercial real estate for about 6 years now. So I really live in Excel when I'm at work. So
pass my duties off. Investor relations.
Yeah,
I saw your face light up.
So I think I have a pretty well-rounded experience for what this position calls for.
So you did skip over the fact that you're an Eagle Scout.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. This was a big topic of discussion.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just happy to serve and help out however I can.
Okay, I believe you got a bachelor's of science in
finance. Yeah.
Finance.
Yeah, my degree in finance. Yeah.
Yeah. So questions? Yes, Amanda.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your philosophy around taxation. Like, what are your thoughts?
Taxes. Well, so I've actually had a pretty interesting experience because when I started real estate, it was like right before COVID, and then the pandemic hit. So I kind of got to see real estate kind of change in that respect. And really on the commercial side, there's a lot of, a lot of developers might have a lot of, tax concerns. So I definitely got really, for my kind of my own curiosity too, but I really kind of dove in a lot to understand what a town why a town is taxed the way it is and what a mill rate, you know, really means for a town. And I spend a lot of time actually educating investors on, you know, if you're going to live in a city, you're going to have more services, more infrastructure, so you're going to have a higher tax. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all about what your preference is. And if you're an investor, that it's different, you're not living there, but, you know, it's based on what you're getting in the town. And as far as, you know, what I believe in taxes, honestly, we need to have taxes. I'm aware of that. But we need to watch how we spend. Definitely need to have, you know, watch how we spend. And I'm always open to having new ideas and new thoughts and investing in our future.
There's some things that we have started to get more concerned about in finance committee, not necessarily part of our direct charter, but it's part of our overall responsibility for the health, financial, fiscal health of the town. So, for example, our bond rating, which, you know, most people don't know about or care about. But it gets, so some things we may need to do may cost a little more now, like putting more into our capital fund, but we are making money on that to pay to ourselves later. And, you know, how much money do we have in various other funds, such as our contingency or rainy day, you know, which affect bond rating, and they're very hard to explain because people, oh, why did you have such a big contingency fund? And they forget that, you know, the unspent portions of it, some goes into rainy day, some goes into general, it reduces your taxes. So there's stuff like that. And also we got involved with the interest rates and having the bankers in for a little talk. And guess what? We went from a quarter of a percent to 4% after we talked to them. So it's stuff like that. So anything like that, that you, you know, would come to your mind that you would be interested in from your experience working with commerce, because that's another issue we need to see about getting more business in.
Well, I definitely have experience and connections with a lot of like developers and investors. We look at a lot of like land. I know there's a couple a couple parcels here that I've actually looked at, but really, you know, regulation is one of the biggest obstructions. And really, at the end of the day, it all comes down to money. And while investors, they don't want to be greedy, but you have to make some money to be able to, you know, spend millions of dollars on development.
Bottom line.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm a commercial appraiser.
Exactly.
So our minds work the same way.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line, no matter what it is. It may find place to be or not, and that helps where it'd be competing. But if you don't make money, whoever moves there is going to go bankrupt and they're stuck with an empty building.
So what we try to do, and at least as an agent, to kind of, you know, facilitate and help things along, we try to find ways to make up that gap, because materials are really expensive right now, you know, as we know. So a developer, they can say, all right, I can only charge this much rent, you know, my interest rates are here, so the equation works out, I'm short. So that's where federal funding or municipal funding or grants come in to to help bridge that gap, you know, get them to build it, get them, you know, up and running, and then everybody's happy. We also work a lot with you know, both on the private side and affordable. Affordable, there's a lot more money involved, but it can be a lot more lengthy of a process to get everything approved. But and that's definitely something that I'm interested in and you know, relatively experienced in.
Ashley, questions?
No questions, just appreciate, you know, somebody new in town willing to step up and be interested, be engaged. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yes, it's good having that type of insight. When we get into discussions, even with the public, because those are questions that Ross has asked, it gets thrown at all the time.
And a lot of our investors spend a lot of time in public settings like this, trying to defend their position and say, hey, we're not trying to take over the town. You know, we're trying to make everything better for everybody. Yeah. So it's important to be able to see those sides and communicate that.
Rhea, any questions from out there on the web?
Sumi. Hi. I feel very fortunate that we have a nice new person coming onto the board. I know that people aren't knocking down the door to take these positions. So it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Amanda, any questions? Bob, I know we already chatted. I just want to again, this is more of, I already heard some of this. Some of it is new information. I just want to make sure that everybody else has the same background as I do, so you can make an informed decision, at least as informed as mine is, because anybody new, you know?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think he brings something to this board that
100%.
It's an element, it's a positive aspect to the board. And I think adding to this gentleman to this board would be an asset. So I would move we
make
point. It's an appointment
to fill the
unexpired,
which ends November of 2025, because he had a 2-year term.
Correct.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So it's a motion made by Bob Morris, seconded by Ashley Phelan. Further discussion.
And for our secretary, we should give Alex's name and spelling so she can put it in. Would you mind doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. She's right there.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Tyler, Tyler, Egner, Egner.
Got it, Mary?
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's another person I want to thank is Mary, because she also does in the wetlands and it's a busy person here.
You have a lot of
and us, I always thought she was local, and I found out she's way far away.
Yeah, she lives right next to my daughter in Arizona.
So anyway, then any further discussion? Seeing none, I will entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
Approved by all members present.
Well done.
So you're now entitled to all the dues, the dues and whatever that your position
the
is.
Mental
titles.
Taxation.
Yeah, left hand ladder to our town clerk.
Yeah.
And you'll have to be sworn in. So
I have to go and deliver to Liz.
And they're late, open late Tuesday night. You can go in there and get some.
Yeah, Tuesday would probably be, because I probably got the letter tomorrow or Monday.
Sure. So I'll go in Tuesday.
Yeah, because we had to make sure we did this by a vote, and it's noted in the minutes, and then I will follow up with a letter to Liz Waters on tomorrow or Monday. Okay, let's go on to our planning for the budget presentation. And
can we speak on that?
Yeah,
briefly. One of the things, I know we had talked about it before, and yeah, quite frankly, I gave it a lot of thought, and I kind of feel the format we used last time is probably, it's a great base for us to work off of. I think, you know, yeah, it can be tweaked. The one thing that I see is, coming up is where we're going to be at the end. Are we, and that also, it relates to the mill rate. Is it going up, going down? And that, to me, well, that makes a difference on how you make your presentation. You know, if when all said and done, we're going to have a mill rate that drops some, well, or how are you explaining that? And vice versa. I think that's more critical this time than other times, because everyone now has their assessments. It's not, you're not dealing with
right.
changes in assessment.
Oh,
you're
right.
simply Going dealing with right.
Forming.
You're simply
yeah.
dealing with mill rate. So I think the explanation can be simpler.
It should be simpler, but the tax issue though might make it complex.
But I think
it might
the explanation will be simpler. The cell
yes.
will be
right.
harder.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But even presenting the numbers, it might look a little odd.
Because that, you know, people are going to say, well, the mill rate
well,
we have this
really
year
is
based
is.
On the wrong grand list.
Correct.
And so how does, you know, right? Like there's going to be, and it is what it is.
Right.
I mean, it's not.
I wonder if we should have like what the mill rate was in the prior year, then an adjusted.
We never approved a reference mill rate. We're not mentioning.
You got to remember, because someone's looking at it, a number of people are looking at it, what's my bottom line?
Yeah. And it could be that we end up with a mill rate that stays about even. And that the explanation may be, well, last year it was elevated because we had a grant list that was not where it should have been, right? Like, we're going to, we have no idea what our explanation is going to be at this point because we have no idea where it's going to shake out. So I think it's too early to have that conversation.
It,
I agree.
I think it's a good point to be aware of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also one of the other learnings was when we talk about averages, that doesn't always go over well.
Maybe we should stay right.
Yeah.
Well, and that was, and the only reason we did that was the revaluation. Normally we don't do
you
that.
You have to deal with so many different aspects of it. We care, you're down to one.
Right,
And we have the old presentation from prior to reval. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Bring it back and make some tweaks. But I think one of the things we had talked about previously was, do we want to shake it up even further, right? So we had talking about potentially having the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen do their own presentation at the Finance Committee meeting.
Like the chair would sort of introduce the
general, and they could,
and then turn it over. Like, here's the, like a simplified big picture. Here you go, you know, superintendent of schools, here you go, it's first selectman or town administrator, whoever.
Yeah, and that's on that one, I've asked comments back from both. But they, what the Board of Ed feels and Board of Selectmen feels on that one.
So can I probe that a little so I'm sure that I'm understanding what I just heard, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
So are you saying at the public hearing that the Board of Ed would again present the budget that they presented to the Finance Committee at the presentation meeting?
Or maybe a truncated version of that presentation, but yes, I mean, just so that the Finance Committee is not answering for those two separate boards, right? That you are presenting to the public what you want to present to the public and are able to, I mean, I know you're there to respond to the questions normally, but like.
It's more of a perception change because the last time we took your input, Amanda put it together into a presentation. She and I bounced it back and forth too. And then I was the one who effectively went through it from beginning to end, as opposed to, I could give you, here's like the high numbers at the beginning. You know, like, here's how much we got in from all other sources. Here's how much money we want to spend. We have to spend. And this is the amount left over that we have to make up through taxes of one kind or another. And then turn it over, to the Board of Ed to explain their, proposal for their part of the budget, and then to the first selectman or town administrator instead of whoever is the chair at the time going through the whole group, and then asking for questions. I think part of it is it just makes it more personal.
Right.
That it's not me. It's the selectman. It's the Board of Ed.
And to speak to more to the vision and the strategy and how the budget fits into the bigger picture for Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen, right? Like, that is owned by those boards.
Right. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what I heard. Thank you.
Does that make sense, or do you have any thoughts on that, whether it does make sense or not?
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, there isn't. Yeah.
This is a proposal, and
I mean, it's been done that way in the past. It's been done both ways, and it's been successful in some ways and not in others. The issue always is, gets down to public participation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if our superintendent is presenting it to 12 people, it's going, okay, that's fine, but
Well, we get more people at the public hearing than we do at the Finance Committee, where both boards are presenting to us, right? No one shows up to that one, right?
Correct.
And so they miss that opportunity. They're not going to go back and watch that, mm-hmm. right? And I do think
that's actually the point. I just think we should.
Is
do
it
some more
possible, though,
yeah.
to take the video recording of when the Board of Ed? I think it's a great idea and we should do it. I'm not finding fault with it at all. Happy to help anyway. But is it possible on the every other week Bolton Bulletin to put a little blurb? Last week, the Board of Education presented their budget to the finance committee. If you'd like to see this presentation or, you know, view the meeting, click here. And the same for the first selectman. At least it's putting it to put the minutes out there. We have to do it legally, but nobody goes and looks at that. Let's just be honest. Maybe some people will look at those.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good idea.
Face.
It's just to do something. You know, part of it is the other reason that I think it might be good to change how we present this at the public hearing is because sometimes just the fact you did it differently, people will, even though it's the same information, it's presented differently and they have to pay a little more attention. And the same thing, like you're saying, Kristen, it's just like I learned in my education when I was training to be a teacher is people don't always learn the same way through the same medium and methods. So the more ways you can put this out, you know, beyond just the bare minimum required by law, I think the better off, you know, we will be with it. So, and that's a low cost, you know, way of doing it too, because we already have the tool in place. It's just, here's the words, please put this out there.
And I know in our subcommittee, we talked about really needing to tell the story, right? Like from a nonprofit perspective, the only way you get money is to tell your story, right? Like we need to tell our story better. Our budget is our strategic plan for our town. And so from both boards, it's my hope that we're getting budget materials and presentations that fully explain that story and that strategic plan. And so that means, you know, having sufficient detail so that we understand what's in the budget, how the numbers are coming in, how it impacts the longer term planning for the town.
All in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm talking about materials
and not just the presentation,
I'm not being facetious, but presented in a rather concise.
Like what each of the departments does, right? What, like in a couple sentences, right? I'm not talking about a book. What each of the departments does, how many FTEs there are. You know, how the numbers are changing from last year, percent change from the prior year, right? Like, we need those details on both sides. And I think, you know, I think generally the format that the Board of Ed does it in typically has most of that stuff because it takes me a really long time to read it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've gotten that as much on the town side. I'm hoping we can get more of that on the town side because I think that we need to tell our story on that side as well.
And just to follow up with Amanda, before I got involved on the finance side of it, I would, you know, finance, you know, the finance committee, I wasn't as aware of what the Board of Selectmen, and I want to just, again, I keep wanting to say Board of Education in the town, and I want to just correct that and have us all try to say Board of Education and Board of Selectmen because we're all the town, and it all comes out of the same set of pockets at the end of the day, including mine and everybody else here at this meeting who lives, you know, lives in this town or owns property. So we all are, you know, we all are impacted by the decisions that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, to get back to what I was saying is, whether I agreed with Kristen or not with what she presented in her budget, it all fit together. That there is a grand vision. These are the things we're doing over the next few years to get there. And if you take this piece out, something may happen that, you know, will not help us get to the goal that we want to have. And, you know, I found that useful. I didn't see something like that from the Board of Selectmen. And that made it very hard for me until I get involved to know that you guys really do have some idea of what you want to do on the selectmen and that you have a, you know, sort of a vision, but it's not really shared. And we worked from a spreadsheet last, you know, fall from the Board of Selectmen, and spreadsheet doesn't really tell me what the big picture is that all these pieces are doing and how this is making life for me as a citizen of the town better. Like, we have a wonderful road crew out there. They keep these roads clear during the winter when we have storms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we need money for the highway department, because I saw even the clever way they get the plows out to clean the brush and stuff off after we've had a big windstorm or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's just stuff like that. It's quality of life stuff that we're not really helping people be, you know, aware of. Because, and I think that'll give them a little, you want, okay, so you want to cut the highway department, guess what? You're not going to get your streets plowed or plowed as soon. You know, there's a, you know, there's a consequence to all the decisions, you know, that we make on behalf of the citizens of the town. So that's what I'm trying to do. And again, it's more to help you guys on the Board of Selectmen sell your agenda, you know, help you get some solution to having a decent place for our town hall staff to work. Look how long it's taken to get a place for, you know, get the building, you know, center school, the old school building demo, and get us out of working, you know, Jill and the finance department, the registrars. We worked in a condemned building for 2 or 3 years. Yeah. So, you know, the public couldn't come in. It wasn't allowed in because it wasn't good, but we worked in there. And so there's stuff like that that we just need to do to sell the fact that there's a quality of life involved for all the people in the town, including, you know, the people who work here. And I, you know, so again, I'm just saying this to help you get folks more on the selectman side, you know, make that, you know, make these points, whether the town people agree or not. That's a separate discussion, but you can't really have the discussion unless they, you know, clearly understand. It's the same thing, like I said, about, you know, Kristen's budget. It's all there. It's all spelled out. Whether I agree with it or not is another story, but it gives me something to work from, mm-hmm. to, you know, for to have the conversation, because there's a vision to it. So I, you know.
You mean the Board of Ed's budget, not Kristen's budget.
Whatever. You're always, I always associate it with you because it goes out with your name on it, just like stuff from Jim.
For so. One more year, unfortunately. And have a different name.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think there's things that on the town side that people don't recognize. Like, I don't think that people know that John does facilities for the town and the school, right? Like, that's huge. That's an efficiency, that a change that was implemented, right? Or that Jill's team does some of the finance stuff on the Board of Education side too, right? Like, that there's things that Jill's team has to do, right? So I do think that there's a story to be told that, you know, because the common theme we hear is there's too much money and it's, you know, where is it all going? So we need to tell them in more detailed terms where it's all going.
Yeah. No, I know where you're going, because a lot of what we do is cooperative.
Yeah.
Between yeah. our departments. And that's been a goal of our...
All other towns, too, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, I was going there, but that's been a goal of this board and previous boards, and I think those are the stories you want to tell. That,
yeah.
Listen, we simply just don't do business as usual. Mm-hmm. This is what we've done to expand our abilities to utilize our people and actually bring in additional revenue so we can properly staff our towns. That's, I fully concur. Those are the stories we want to tell as part of our budget process. I think that's a good, that's why I kind of feel it'd be good to have each board make your own presentation, and
right.
we can highlight those things and do it in not it doesn't take that long to do it. I've done it, so probably not as well as other folks can do it, but you can do it and make your point. And Kristen, you're right. If we can tape all this so somebody can go back and look at it again and again and again, that's yeah. another key issue.
Yeah.
You know, more and more. I mean, 2/3 of people spend their life is on a screen, mm-hmm. this side or yeah. big one. So
you just got to make the video strong enough. It's got to be, you know,
right, yeah. exactly. Yeah.
But we've had more participation in the last few years
oh, yeah.
in the public
yeah.
hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's gotten bigger and bigger. And so we have more of an audience.
Yeah. And part of the challenge, though, is I remember Charlie Dana telling him, this is very good questions, but you know what? The horse already left the barn.
Right.
You guys need to come up, you know, and help
us
shape,
you know, help shape what goes into the
right.
budget instead of complaining at the yeah. end when
oh.
it's much harder to, you know, adjust things.
Yes. So to that vein, I would like us to hopefully have a budget calendar that can be go out through the bulletin that includes all of the budget meetings for the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen and the Finance Committee, so that people are well before January starts when all the meetings are. We can share it on social media. But I think that's important. I know a lot of towns do that in advance of the finance calendar. So as soon as we have that set, I think we need to make it in a version that's accessible to the public.
And that would be a good idea, because that could also do the Kristen's point, go out in the bowl.
And the senior, the senior
center. Yeah, have some flyers, just print some flyers here, put them in the senior center, put them here at the town clerk's desk, and then you have it online.
Yep.
Now, as I look at the clock, it's 9:05.
Yep.
You got a game?
No, I'm tired. I worked on a game last night, even up to 11 o'clock. Yes, I'm exhausted.
You want to make a motion?
Yes, I said we adjourn.
Okay. I will second.
Then you're adjourned at 8:55. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, Matt.